Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Gittin, and we are up to parak Ches Mishnah Vav. So again, we were talking about Kol HaDrachmei Eluba, where we absolutely throw the book at them, where she is not able to be married to her first husband, her second husband, anything else. So what if a man has two wives, and he doesn't have any kids, and he dies? So one of those, and one of those wives happens to be the daughter of his brother, or any one of the ervos of his brother, so that paters both of the wives from Yibum, because there's the Erva and there's the Tsaras Erva. So neither of them has to do Yibum. So, but what happens if we then discover that the Erva wife was never really a wife? So then it turns out that the non-Erva wife, the Tsara, was the only wife, and she really did need Yibum. So Kol HaRayisha Amutzarasei Mutaros. Anytime we have one of the Arayos where their other wife, the co-wife, is going to be Mutter to the Shuk without doing Yibum, Holchwa, and therefore the other wife went and got remarried, and then it turns out that the wife that was the source of the heter, because she was the erva to the brother, was really an islandess, so she was never really married because the whole thing was a ta'us. So teitzei mizeh umizeh, the wife who had the other wife who had gotten remarried is now going to have over kol hadrachmei eluba, is now going to have all of the chumras that we had spoken about previously. Moving on now to Mishnah Zayin, Hakonis is Yivimto. If someone does Yibum, Vaholchatz Rasa Venisis Lacher, now that Yibum is taken care of, one of the other wives goes and gets married to somebody else because she's now Muteris L'shuk. As long as one of the wives did Yibum, all of the rest of them are fine. Venimse Zos Shehi Islandess. But it turns out the one that did Yibum is an islandess, so she was never really married to the deceased brother. So Teitzim Yizem Yizevikal Hadrachim Eluba. Again, we say that we throw the book at them. Nebuch, this one who got remarried, thinking that she was allowed to, is going to have suffer all of the chumras. So let's review what we learned today. Two more mishnayos about teitzim yizem yizev kol hadrachmei eluba. In Mishnah Vav, it was any of the arayos who pater their tzara, and the tzara got remarried, and it turns out that the arayos were an islandess, so that tzara is going to have all the bad things. And we also said if one of them did yibum, and therefore the tzara was able to get remarried, and it turns out the one that did yibum was an islandess, so nebuch, that tzara is going to have all of the chumras thrown in her direction. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakhas Mishnah Ches.